As the Vice Chair of Group of Expert of Renewable Energy, I'm delegated the honor and to present you Georgian experience and related to development and achievement in the field of renewable energy. First of all, I would like to express my sincere gratitude for the very productive and the cooperation and between an Economic Commission for Europe and Georgia on the sustainable energy matters with the number of projects and activities of the Commission. In this beginning, I would like to bring to your attention and regarding the Renewable Energy Law of Georgia, which was then adopted in 2019, and since then and related in bylaws have been developed and according to relevant EU directive. It should be mentioned that we are actively and working in this direction now. At the same time, in transposition of the recast of Renewable Energy Directive is active and pace of development. In this regard, we hope to submit the amendment of Renewable Energy Law to the Parliament of Georgia in the upcoming months, so that by end of this year, it will be approved and according to the directives and requirements. Once adopted, we will move and our attention to development and adoption of relevant secondary legislation deriving from the law, which will be another tool to promote and renewable in this country. According to the existing renewable energy law, there are 18 secondary acts. Currently, 8 secondary acts are adopted. One bylaw on the rules for calculating the greenhouse gas and impact of biofuel, bioliquid is already drafted. The work on the other secondary legislation is ongoing with the support from the local and international donors and experts. Moreover, as for the guarantees of origin, in December 2022, the Georgia National Energy and Water Regulatory Commission has adopted a resolution on approving the rules for issuing a certificate of the origin for electricity and produced and from renewable sources. The amendment introduced an operational rules for the guarantee of origin registry, including an issuing and transferring and the withdrawing and the canceling the certificates. Based it defined the content of the certificates according to the renewable energy law. Permitting and procedure will simplify and streamline and faster and development of renewable energy. Georgian State Electoral System as a designated and issuing and body for guarantees of origin signed a direct and agreement with the service provider and started in using the national electronic and registry development during the regional project. Renewable energy sources new scheme and was transformed in December of 2022 and is based on competition and market and principle, which will contribute to development of energy sector of Georgia. Development of projects under the mentioned and scheme will be carried out in accordance with the PPPL legislation and in the form of the CFD mechanism. The capacity auction will be held for the 6 months and starting this year in the several lots for a total amount of 1,500 megawatts. This scheme covers hydropower plants, wind power plants, solar power plants, and other renewables such as hydrogen and biomass and geothermal and etc. Regarding the local electricity and generation of the current years and the 6 months and 79% of electricity generated from renewable energy sources, where and the 78% comes from the hydropower and 1% from the wind. Thanks to the good and the hydrology and this year, we have an express of electricity and generation by the hydropower plant in the spring and summer and months. In this regard, an electricity export and was equivalent to the 6% of the total generation in the past 6 months. Speaking of the new and memorandum signed for the development of the renewable energy, the situation and from the November in 2022 until now is the following. 25 and the memorandum of understanding of the on hydropower plants with the installed capacity of around 134 megawatt. for a memorandum of understanding of the wind power plant with the installed capacity of a bit more than in 111 megawatt. Unfortunately, there are no industrial and scale of solar power plant at this point, but with the existing and support and scheme, we are ensured that and will be and developed in the near and perspective as well. Finally, I would like to share and briefly information about a net metering and mechanism which was introduced in 2016. As you are aware, in 2020, and there were some important updates in the regulation, such as an increased and maximum capacity of micro generation and from 110 kilowatt to 500 kilowatt, also in other and useful updates. According to the data and received and from GENERC in the beginning of August in 2023, this is and the successful initiative. For example, in December in 2021, an installed capacity and was equal to 14 and megawatt, while in the August 2023 is around and the 52 and megawatt. Should be mentioned that during this period and the increase is equal to a little bit less than the 14 megawatt in renewable and net metering. As for the number of the micro power plants, at the end of 2021 and we had in the 349 micro generators, while in August in 2023 is it equal to 911 microgenerators. In cooperation with the United Nations Economic Commission for Europe and the group of experts on renewable energy, the country and receives and significant support in terms of experience and sharing on renewable energy and other and cross-cutting and matters. It was to mention that hydrogen matters have already appeared in these activities of group of experts on renewable energy. Georgia thinks that this is a perspective and direction for our energy policy. The country is accordingly and working on the hydrogen strategy concept, which will be followed in by the strategy and action plan. Additionally, and the attention should be paid to the energy storage and technologies, such as in battery storage, as well as a grid improvement to integrate and more renewable energy. This is an all and will have a significant impact and on the social and economic and situation by creating and better environmental and the job and the green jobs. In this regard, it is essential to cooperate and with the UNEC and its member and states and specifically and within a group of experts of renewable energy, because and the group and has and relevant skills, experience and knowledge and promotes a sustainable energy system in the region. Once again, I would like to thank you all for your cooperation in supporting us to reach our ambitious 20 and 30 targets. Wish you a very fruitful session today. Thank you.